season's first big snowstorm is dominating the news today. So we thought we'd spend a little time talking about what to do if you're shut inside for a while. Cold, stormy weather offers a great opportunity to catch up on some of those TV shows you missed. So give yourself permission to do a bit of binge watching. And here to help us with some suggestions is Ty Burr, film critic and cultural columnist at the Boston Globe. Hello, Ty.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm very well, and I appreciate you joining us. So there's so much great content out there, and a lot of us don't always have time to catch up with it. Let's talk about some TV programs that are your favorites that folks ought to catch up with if they haven't had a chance to do that. What's on top of your list?
There's so much out there. I mean, you could start with things that if you haven't seen Stranger Things or if you haven't seen Atlanta from a couple of years ago, that's still out there. There's so many things that you can just, you go ask your friends, what are you watching? That's what everybody says when you have dinner with people. So what are you watching? And everybody talks about their favorite shows. One that I'm watching right now and really enjoying is the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon, which is set in the 1950s, and it's about this young woman, very sort of upper-class Jewish New Yorker, Upper East Sider, whose husband leaves her, and she decides she's going to become a stand-up comic in 1950s New York. And she's played by Rachel Brosnahan, who is absolutely fantastic. Imagine a young Joan Rivers, just a sort of motor-mouth humor. And Tony Shalhoub plays her father. The cast is just tremendously rich up and down. There's a character who plays Lenny Bruce. She comes up against this young comic named Lenny Bruce in the clubs. The production design, I mean, it feels like early Mad Men. You really feel steeped in the era.
This sounds great. This sounds like a great suggestion. So this is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's on Amazon. I haven't seen it, but Ty, we've got a clip from the first episode of the show where Midge takes the open mic at a comedy club. Let's just listen to a little bit of it.
I was a great wife. I was fun. I planned theme nights. I dressed in costumes. I gave him kids, a boy and a girl. And yes, our little girl is looking more and more like Winston Churchill every day, you know, with a big Yalta head. But that's not a reason to leave, right?
Okay, a scene there from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. All right. What else do you want to tell us about this show? It sounds great.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's also a good time to catch up on things that you might have missed from earlier in the years, like Big Little Lies, which is now getting, all sorts of Golden Globe nominations and being,
Ty, I'm glad you brought up Big Little Lies. I really enjoyed this series, but spell it out a little bit for our listeners who might have missed it. What did you like about it?
What I liked about it is that, and it really shows how streaming TV is maturing into like sort of the mainstream entertainment of our times. It stars some major movie stars, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Laura Dern, and it's would seem to be a soap opera about these upper-class wives in California and their troubles and travails, but it really is incredibly well-written, incredibly well-played, and is really about how these different women who are sort of pitted as enemies gradually come together and start seeing each other's points of views and really sort of standing together in the face of a threat to one of them, but it's the interplay between them over the course of the episodes, and really the incredibly rich playing of people you're not used to seeing in this sort of episodic format, and by which I mean, Reese Witherspoon, who plays this sort of yenta of a character who's kind of annoying and she's kind of a perfectionist, and then the show gradually humanizes her. And it's the same with Nicole Kidman's character. The acting in this is really, really rich. And so by the time you get to the final episode, and again, it's like reading a novel. It's not like it's 24 episodes. It's like 8.
Yeah.
So you can do it in a day or two, or if it's literally, you can do it in a day if it's snowing outside and you just can't move.
I enjoyed this series a lot. It's a bit of a soap opera, but there's also a bit of a murder mystery in the midst of it that keeps you sort of coming back. Whodunit? So here's a clip, and you mentioned three moms, all of them potentially the murderer, you're wondering, in Big Little Lies. So you're going to hear Reese Witherspoon as Madeline, Nicole Kidman as Celeste, and Shailene Woodley as Jane. Here's a clip.
Are you new to Monterey?
Yeah, we just moved here a few weeks ago.
You're going to love it.
You're so nice. This is Monterey. We pound people with knives
to death.
We pound them with knives to death. literally, as it turns out. Anyway, great series. Hey, Ty, I want to ask you about one of my favorites that I've just seen recently, and that is Netflix's Godless. Did you see this?
I have not seen this, but you know, we were talking about it earlier, and you've got my curiosity.
Oh, I really recommend it. So just to explain a little bit to listeners who might not have seen it. So it's sort of a reimagined Western following the story of Frank Griffin, an outlaw in the 1880s. He's played brilliantly by Jeff Daniel, who does evil really well.
I'm in. I'm already in.
And here's where it sort of bends the genre a little bit, or goes a little bit outside the sort of typical Western. It's about a town full of women that includes some memorable roles by Michelle Dockery, who played Lady Mary in Downton mm-hmm. Abbey as a rifle wielding single mom. and Merritt Weaver has a wonderful role, and she was played that nurse in one of the nurses in Nurse Jackie. So here's a clip from the trailer. It gives you a little bit of a sense of what goes on.
So I'll talk about this like civilized folks.
Sure, come on in.
I suggest we all first lower our weapons.
Yeah, well, she didn't lower her weapon. But here's the thing, Ty, to keep in mind about this show. It is beautiful. It is beautifully shot. And see it on a big screen if you can. But anyway, there it is. Godless
on Netflix.
Isn't
that funny that we're having this conversation? It's a great TV show. See it on a big screen.
Well, what I mean is, if you have a 37-inch TV as opposed to your iPad, watch it on the TV screen.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, what else? Are there any sort of great movies, old movies that you're thinking of on a day like this if you're sort of cooped up inside and thinking?
You know, there's so many good old movies, and I'm always encouraging people to go dig up the classics, black and white or Technicolor. One that we were talking about recently that it's just become relevant in the culture again is Gaslight. You know, when people talk about gaslighting, you know, this thing where men convince women of that they're not lying to them, that they're not stepping out, and are so good at convincing them that the women think they're going insane. Well, that phrase comes from a movie. It actually originally started as a play, but the movie, which was made in the early 40s with Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer, or late 30s, I can't remember exactly which, is about this young wife whose husband has I'm not giving anything away because it sets it up right at the get-go, has married her to get at a treasure that's buried in the house that she's inherited it. And he basically convinces her that she's going insane so he can get her out of the way. But the way he does that, he's so logical. He's so believable. He's so nice. He's Charles Boyer, for God's sake. And it's Ingrid Bergman at her youngest and loveliest and very
right.
believable. It's terrific. And it also has Angela Lansbury in her very first role.
Oh, this is fantastic. You're making
it. As a creepy maid. Yep.
I have not seen it. Gaslight. It's on my list to look at next. Ty Burr, film critic and cultural columnist of the Boston Globe. Thanks so much and stay warm.
You too.
All right. So there's Ty Burr with some suggestions. And I'm going to read this from the New York Times by David Dudley. One line. Unless you're a plow driver or a parka-clad elected official trying to look essential, one doesn't pretend to do battle against a blizzard. You submit, surrender, hunker down. A snowstorm rewards indolence and punishes the go-getters. So something to think of today. Let's check in with Shannon Dooling, who's on the North Shore near Salisbury on Plum Island. Shannon, what are you seeing out there?
Hi, Anthony. Well, I do have a parka on, so I hope I fit the bill there. But we are seeing just continued sort of whiteout conditions, really. Lots and lots of wind. We're actually still waiting to access Plum Island. We were told that about an hour ago that we should be able to access it in 15 minutes, and apparently there have been some reconsiderations for safety reasons. So we're just kind of hanging out. Just spoke to a homeowner who lives in Newbury but owns a home on Plum Island, and he said that he hadn't been to his house today. He does own beachfront property, so he's waiting just alongside us, hoping to make it out to the island and check out the situation at his home.
And Shannon, I gathered the big, we've been talking about this hour, that flooding is the big concern out there, right?
That's right. Yeah. So when we showed up here, like I said, about an hour ago, around 3 o'clock or so, a little before, we were told by Newbury police that the access road to Plum Island was impassable, really. And the only vehicles that we've really seen come out of that area have been, you know, plow trucks, large trucks with big clearances, basically. And we were told that our vehicle, which is a Subaru Forester right now, wouldn't sort of make the cut there. And so we have been waiting. They're waiting for the tidewater to recede. Again, there was a little bit of miscommunication. We were told that it would be reopening pretty quickly, and that seems to be sort of under consideration still at this point, as we still are queuing up to kind of get out there and see what we can see out on Plum Island.
All right, Shannon. Well, stay safe, and thanks for your reporting. That's Shannon Dooling, WBUR's reporter out there on heading out to Plum Island. Let's end the show with WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, who's on Route 3 heading towards Scituate on the South Shore. Bruce, what are the conditions like there?
I just pulled into the Greenbush T commuter parking lot, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get out of here. The conditions are blowing heavy snow, so heavy that the branches are snapping in the road under the weight of the snow. I'm really grateful to the snowplows, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. They've done an incredible job. They should really get a shout out.
All right. Shout out to the snowplow drivers. It's tough work. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman ending our coverage today on Radio Boston. I guess the big message, stay off the roads if you can. Stay inside. Do some binge watching. Stay safe. Stay warm. That's it for today. Radio Boston's a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Stay safe and join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.